From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bomber has killed three people and wounded at least four in the city of Peshawar. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast that occurred at an intersection of a heavily traveled road in the northwest city. Islamist militants have killed at least 300 people over the last 5 weeks in numerous attacks. Those attacks have come in response to an ongoing government offensive against the Taliban in the South Waziristan region. The U.S. House has approved its health care overhaul bill. Now attention turns to the Senate, where Democrats are still trying to hammer out an agreement that will survive debate on the floor. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is still working on getting support from moderate Democrats who have raised concerns about the cost of the health care overhaul bill and inclusion of a public insurance option. But President Obama called on Senate lawmakers to follow through on the House effort.
I'm absolutely confident that they will. I'm equally convinced that on the day that we gather here at the White House and I sign comprehensive health insurance reform legislation into law, they'll be able to join their House colleagues and say that this was their finest moment in public service.
The Senate bill is expected to include a public option that will give states the ability to drop out of the program. The proposal is currently being reviewed for cost by the Congressional Budget Office. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The man accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood in Texas is in critical but stable condition at a hospital in San Antonio. Officials will not say if Nadal Hassan is talking yet. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Military officials say they don't want to compromise the criminal case by saying too much before charges are filed. Colonel John Rossi says the post is going about its usual business of preparing soldiers for deployment. He says the post has reopened in a different building, the Soldier Medical Readiness Center, where the shootings took place.
That, which is now a crime scene, we simply had to pick it up and move it to another location to keep soldiers processing, to keep that cycle ongoing.
Meantime, investigators are asking for help. The military issued a written statement Sunday directed at anyone who was at the shooting scene and received bullet damage to their property, such as to clothing or cars. Investigators want to take a look at the damage since it could be evidence. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Fort Hood, Texas.
Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says he wants to know if the Army missed indications that Hassan had embraced extremist views of Islam. Some classmates of Hassan's at a military college say they had complained about a presentation Hassan reportedly gave in which he justified suicide bombing and said that Islamic law trumped the U.S. Constitution. Philadelphia commuters could find an easier-than-expected ride to work in the morning. The Associated Press is reporting that Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says that the transit strike is over and that buses, subways, and trolleys will be running in the morning. This is NPR News. The eye of Hurricane Ida has moved past Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and is churning across the Gulf of Mexico as a Category 2 storm. It's currently on track to hit the Mississippi Gulf Coast on Tuesday. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Mexico City.
Hurricane Ida lashed the Mexican resort of Cancun and slipped between the Yucatan and the western tip of Cuba before moving into the Gulf. Officials evacuated hundreds of people from Isla Holbox, just north of Cancun. Shelters were open and tourists for the most part stayed inside as heavy rains poured down on the peninsula. There, however, were no reports of significant damage. Some offshore oil facilities have begun evacuating staff and scaling back operations. A quarter of U.S. oil production comes from the Gulf of Mexico. Ida hit Nicaragua on Thursday as a hurricane, then passed over Honduras as a tropical storm. Moving north through the warm waters off Mexico, it regained hurricane strength. Forecasters say Ida could weaken, possibly to a powerful tropical storm, before making landfall on Tuesday. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
In Louisiana, Governor Bobby Jindal has declared a state of emergency well in advance of Ida making landfall in his state. Jindal's declaration clears the way for state resources to be mobilized more quickly. The Louisiana National Guard, along with other state responders, have been placed on high alert. Ida currently has winds of 105 miles per hour. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is ordering his country's military to prepare for a possible conflict with neighboring Colombia. Chavez says a deal between Colombia and the U.S. is a threat to regional stability. Officials in Colombia and the U.S. say the agreement is aimed at curbing drug violence. I'm Jim Howard. NPR News in Washington.